Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of your favorite teacher's podcast with Mr. Rice here at the microphone, just waiting with excitement to get started on another daily talk in our Art History 101 involvement. Now, let's get started. And our subject today is going to be the Baroque artistic time period. Aren't you a lucky one? The work that distinguishes the Baroque period is very stylistically complex and even kind of contradictory. In general, however, the purpose or the desire of a Baroque painting is to evoke emotional states by appealing to our senses. What I mean by that is a Baroque painting is going to be very dramatic. It's going to have manifestations coming from it. Some of the qualities you would associate with a Baroque painting are maybe grandeur, sensuous richness, drama, vitality, movement, tension, emotional exuberance, and a tendency to blur distinctions between the various artists. So Baroque is the game, and emotion is the way to play the game. But what really brings on this style from the Baroque painting? Well, if we go back in history and we look around the late 1500s, there is a movement that's going on within the church. This movement is called the Protestant Reformation. Have you ever known of a man called Martin Luther? He is the main reason why this happened. Because once there was this rebellion against the Catholic Church, the Church needed something to keep people within their own realm of religion. So what they did is that they hired artists to create very emotional, dark, gloomy paintings that would almost be used as a scare tactic to know that if they left, that this would be what was left for me, and that maybe I could be hurt by this movement. So that is the main catalyst that set forth this movement and was very vital to our history. So then we start seeing artists such as Caravaggio, whom we're going to talk about, or maybe Artemisia Gentileschi, which really paint in this dark and sad and emotional ways so that they can capture the ideal perspective, or they can capture a person's eye, because that's exactly what the church wanted them to do. Which leads me into my assignment for tomorrow during class. I would like you to find an image of a painting from the Baroque artistic time period, bring that into class, have the name of the artist, and the date that it was created, and then discuss to the class how this painting fits this definition that I've described for you in the broadest terms. So good luck to everybody looking this up, and I look forward to seeing what you bring in class, and have a fantastic day, guys. It's been fun. I'll check in with you later. Goodbye.